The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, on the bottom of Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, going to Yudches Amud Beis, discusses the daughter of Chananya ben Trajan, who was the sister of Beruya, the wife of Remeya, who the Gemara in Daf Yudches Amud Aleph discusses was punished by being put into a goyv shel arayis. And her sister Beruya asked her husband Remeir to go try to do what he can to get her out. Says the Gemara, Ozel gavi shomer didot. He went to the shomer of that place, Amalei, and he said to him, Hava na'ala, please, I'd like to get my sister-in-law out. Amalei, Mr. Firma Malchusa, I'm scared of the government who were the one that put her here. Amalei, so Ramey said, Shkol Tarkov the Dinra, here I'm going to give you a whole basket full of gold coins. Pal the Plach, half should be for you, that if they'll come, if the government will come to check on her, you could bribe them. Or I saw another pshat that the government would get a tax off her services. So now you'll have the money to cover that payment. Half will be for you. So the shomer said to Remeya, v'chishalmi mayavet, when I use up the money, what should I do then? So Remeya said to him, Ema, every time you feel that you're in trouble, say alakodameya neni, Mislets. Just say the word al kadameh and you will be successful. Amlei umi yeme dahachi ika. Who says that this works? Amlei, so Ramey said, hashtachazus. You'll see that it works. Have a hanak kalbi dava ka'achli inchi. There were dogs in the vicinity who used to attack people. Shakal kala, so he took a piece of earth, shadabhu, to incite them. Have a ka'osel mechli, and they attempted to eat this shomer, amar, and they said, al kodameh neni, and shefkua. So continues the Gemara, l'soif ishtama melasabei malkam. Indeed, what happened, the government became aware of, asua school is kifu, and they wanted to hang the shomer, amar, so the shomer said, al kodameh neni, echsua. And they asked him, why is Al-Qad the Anani? How did you get saved? I'm going to have a mice. And he told him the story with Al-Qad the Anani. So Mepharshim asked, how could Remeir David Al-Qad the Anani? We know that the Pasuk says, Al-Kay Avram U-Pachad Yitzchak. Doesn't say Al-Kay Yitzchak. Because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachad Shmoy Al-Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put his name on tzaddikim b'chayehem as long as they're alive. So how could Remeya use the words al-kadameya? So Marsha answers that what Remeya meant wasn't mayor. What Remeya meant was al-kadameya. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the mayor. HaMeir la'or, we say every day in davening, HaMeir la'orz la'dar ma'la'a. Rosh Baruch Hu brings light to the entire world. So he didn't mean himself. He meant that attribute of El Kodameh. Moreover, I think, as we're going to discuss, Menhagim around El Kodameh, we know that many women have the minig when they light candles Friday evening, they give tzedakah to Remeya Balanes, to the chushka of Remeya Balanes. Why do they give tzedakah specifically there? Because they're lighting candles. And we're saying that Al-Kad the mayor reflects on the shame of mayor that gives light. And therefore, it makes sense that you should give tzedakah when you're lighting candles to Al-Kad the mayor. Moreover, the Mashal says, if Alakad the mayor is such a powerful tefillah, so why did he have to give him money? He could have just said, Alakad the mayor. So the Mashal says, as we know many other places, we always want to limit relying on Nesim whatever it's possible. Another pshat that Maral suggests that he meant Alakad the mayor. But a mayor, Rameya felt that since he did so much to take this Jewish girl and try to have her saved from the hands of these Rishon, that schus was so strong that Alakad the mayor should help. And as the Ein Eliyahu explains, the pasuk says, for half to Hashem, and the Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Nun Dalar Amar Alv says, "B'chol Ma'idecha" means "B'chol Ma'mincha" with all your money. So Rameyer used all of his money for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So he was ready to be mice and nefesh. His money, he was ready to give up all his money. So in that chus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped him that his tefillos were answered. So based on this Gemara, the Chidosh says, this is how the minhag became, that every time somebody has a tzara, somebody needs help, they daven alakah the mayor, specifically mentioning the Tana, Rameyer, alakah the mayor, Aneni, is a big skula to help people who need a Yeshua. Others say if somebody lost something, they should say Alakad the mayor. The Masham, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Masham, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, says, why is Alakad the mayor Neni so powerful? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin on the base says Shloish Sfarim Neftachim, that in Rosh Hashanah three Sfarim are opened. One is Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim Nechtom Mil Alta L'Chayim, Rishon Gemurim Nechtovim Nechtom Mil Alta L'Misa, and Benoinim Tluyiv Oinim Rosh Hashanah V'Yam Kippur. Now we know that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Beis in Aruch Chayim tells us that when we say Zochreinu L'chaim during the service you make tshuva, we should be careful to say L'chaim with a shva, not to say L'chaim. L'chaim means no life. And we have to be careful to say L'chaim, which means that we should have life. And in fact, that's what he says is the difference between the Sfarim of the Tzadikim and the Sfarim of the Rishoyim. And the Sfarim of the Tzadikim, it says L'chaim with a shva, and the Sfarim of the Rishoyim, it says L'chaim with a pasach. But the Masham goes on to explain that this concept of how you pronounce L'chaim with a shva or a pasach, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds Mechlal Hein Ata Shemei Elav, Mechlal Lav Ata Shemei Chayim. So L'chaim means not to live. Rameya doesn't agree. So he says that according to Rameya, even if you say L'chaim, it's not a problem. So that's what he's saying, that even if Chas V'Sholem, a person was written during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, L'chaim, not to have life, but we daven Alakad the mayor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make a difference, even if Chas V'Sholem, there wasn't such a good gzeira on the person, he should survive. The Michas Elozer, in his Sefer, Divrei Torah, speaks about this a number of times. In Sif Yod Daled, he says that the tefillah, the stock of Ramayel Balanes, was stock that was given to Aniyim, to poor people in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, I saw a long discussion in the Steichemet in Marechas Eretz Yisrael, Simen Zayin and Ches. We had a discussion where people gave money to Tzedakas Ramei Balanes, and they want to divert those funds to other Tzedakas that were needed. And he has a long discussion how under no circumstances could the money be diverted for anything else besides for Tzedakas. So it should be diverted for anything besides for Tzedakas Ramei Balanes, Faniyim and Eretz Yisrael. So therefore says the Minchas Elazar that since you're giving money, Tzedakah, for Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael, and we know that the Pasuk says in Melachim, V'spalu derech artzam v'derech derech artzam, that all the tefillahs that we daven first go through Eretz Yisrael to the Kisei HaKavod. So the way we're able to make sure that the tefillahs are taking, are going up to Eretz Yisrael, is by giving tzedakah to Ramei Balanes, which are for Aniyim and Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw from the Paradeis Yosef, why do we specifically say El Kod the Meir Aneinu? Because the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph says Ramei Oimer Benkach or Benkach Kruyim Bonim, that no matter what, we are considered Bonim Takarish Baruch Hu. So if somebody needs a Yeshua and he's concerned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at him and judging, does he deserve the Yeshua? So we mention a mayor who says, Benkach, Benkach, Kruim Bonim. No matter what, we're considered Bonim of Hashem. And if we're Bonim of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, will certainly have Rachmanis on us. The Michsa Lazar in the Divrei Torah Pei Zayin, Sif Pei Zayin, says the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Dagabalev Ish Yesicheno. Dagabalev Ish, if somebody has a problem, Yesicheno. And the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Ayin Hei Omen Aleph, says, what is Dagabalev Ish Yesicheno? Yesicheno Lacherim. And we know that throughout Shas, Rameyer is considered Acherim. So that's why before davening, we're going to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yasicher, we should tell our problems, says the Pasuk, L'Acherim. Who's Acherim? Rameyer. And we say, B'schus Rameyer, our tefillahs will be answered. Another pshat that I saw, why it should be specifically Rameyer, because Rameyer is the Manda Omer throughout Shas that holds that Chashin Lemiuta. Even if there's just a slight chance, even if it's a low percentage, Ramei throughout Shas is Chayish for that small percentage. So even if somebody is in a situation where his chance of success is quite low, so throughout Shas we always go Basa Rav. But Rameyer doesn't follow the Rav. So since Rameyer doesn't follow the Rav, even if the chances are not that great, but if you follow the opinion of Rameyer, you'll still be that, you still have always a chance and a hope to be okay. Another pshat that I saw is that Rameyer is the man, the Omer, throughout Shas, that says, Rameyer, Gemara says, regarding Rameyer, the Rameyer learned Torah, the Gemara says, from Acher, and the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, says, how could he do so? So Gemara says, Rameya Rimay Matzah. Rameya found a pomegranate. Taicha Ocho, he ate the inside, and Klipasa Zarek. So Rameya taught us that we should look always at the inside of the situation, not at the outside. We know, the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, that Klal Yisrael are Maleim Mitzvos Karimin. If you look at the inner core of every Jew, it's Maleim Mitzvos Karimin. So when we come to Davod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say to Hashem, maybe we're not that great. But remember, maybe our actions, our outer actions, aren't that great. But remember the lesson of Rameya. The lesson of Rameya is, Toichai Acho, Klipasa Zorach. Look at the inside. And the inside of every Jew is Malaya Mitzvos Karima. And therefore, the Baal Shem says that if a person is in a situation of sakana and he needs a nace, he should give 18 coins for the candles on the shul or for whatever it's stuck up, and he should say three times El Kodamei Aneinu, and then say whatever bakasha he has. And then he should say, Yerotzof Nach Hashem Alakeinu V'alakei V'seinu. Kshem Shematas Tfilas Avdecha Meir. V'sis Loim Nisim Neflois. Kein Tasi Imodi Fim Kol Amcha Yisrael Hatzrichim L'nisim Nistarim V'niglim Amen Kein Yerotzim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help indeed that all our Tfilas should always be answered. And as the Tfilah of the Baal Shem says, we all should always be Zaycha to see nisim, niglim, open nisim in the storim, nisim that aren't so obvious, but we should always be zoicha to Yeshua's Hashem.